All right, we got to get to this really quick here. I've had so much email asking me where this stuff came from, because we've been playing drops here for the last couple of months or weeks, from an old man who seems really put off or put out by some woman.
Don't start on me, please.
That guy. Well, this, we played this one time very late in a show a couple of months ago. This is a phone call from a guy to a P1 who thought he was calling his son. But the guy called me or emailed me and said, man, I got this weird voicemail from a guy. It ain't my dad. I have no idea who it is. He called the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
And as he called from his car, hilarity ensues as he's driving around Dallas with him and his wife. Just be patient.
Hey, Scott, this is Dad speaking. Look, I'm on 635 around in the Dallas area somewhere. Give me a call on my cell phone. Talk to you later.
I don't know if that was Scott or not. You know, I thought Cynthia had a recording.
Yeah, she does.
This was a guy that had a recording. Did you dial the right
number? I don't know, but maybe I didn't.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for a few minutes and try
again. You got the wrong number then, because it's Cynthia that does it. Scott does not do it. Is it on?
And obviously, not only did they call the wrong number, they didn't hang up the phone.
And it also sounds like the old lady might have had a martini or three.
A few belts along the way down 635.
Mm-hmm.
All right, continue.
I'll dial it again.
I'll dial it again.
What was the guy you should have hung up?
Well, I don't know, hon. I mean, it could have been...
Here, is it ready to go?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't changed that quick, though.
Did you press the bar, sweetie?
Yeah, I pressed
it. No, you didn't.
I pressed the bar.
No, you didn't. Oh, you didn't press it because I could look right here and show that it was not connected.
Or maybe I didn't press it hard enough.
Okay, honey, then you didn't press the bar. No, you know, you get awfully...
No, you do. You sit there and you say, I said you, I pressed the bar.
And you couldn't have pressed the bar. Sitting here telling me that there was no connection. Now, what the hell are you telling me? Then you said to me, well, I guess I didn't press it hard enough.
Maybe I didn't press it hard enough.
Then you didn't press the bar. You know, Lou, I mean, after all, No, I don't need your help right now.
Give me the thing.
That's all right. Leave it sit there for a while.
You better get the thing right, and I'll dial it again.
I'm just going to stop for a while.
See, that's like the other night. You going to call and give me your number? No.
Well, don't start on me, please.
Well,
I got enough on my mind right now. I don't need your bullshit.
Yes.
Now, if you can't be any help to me, just sit there and be quiet.
I'm being help.
No, you're not.
If you can't be any help to me, then just sit there and be quiet.
Oh, does he speak for all of us?
All of us. He's saying what all of us are thinking.
I've got enough on my mind right now.
I don't need your BS.
I got enough on my mind right now. I don't need your bullshit.
Such a great line.
I love
man.
Him.
I know. I want to meet him.
Like how he says, I don't need your
right
bull. Mm. One more time.
I got enough on my mind right now. I don't need your bull.
He's awesome.
He is the hardline person of the week.
Man, he tried to be cool, too. He kept calling her honey sweetheart. And
yeah. Let's just let the phone sit there for a little bit.
Yeah, sweetheart. Yeah, no, honey, you probably didn't. I pressed the bar. God, shut up. He does have enough on his mind right now.
What bar is she talking about?
Yeah, some ancient phone.
Most phones have buttons, don't they? Not bars.
Not people that are 100. They don't know.
Press the bar.
All right, we gotta go.